Is it fascism? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I've been hearing lots of cynicism from listeners about the government's motives, especially in the war on terror. It's gone to the point where a couple people felt that the hoax about attacks on football stadiums this weekend was no accident, but was deliberately intended to scare voters. There are just a lot of people who, every time something suspicious happens, conclude it's another step towards fascism, which is why I'm launching a new feature where we evaluate news stories in light of the only thing that seems to matter anymore. Is it fascism or not?
Is it fascism or not?
Yes, okay, so here's the story. Dateline, Attleboro, Massachusetts. The game of tag is now out during recess at Willett Elementary School in Attleboro. It's a time when accidents can happen, said Principal Gaylene Heppe. Her school now joins elementary schools in Cheyenne and Spokane, which also banned tag at recess this year. All right, so public schools banning tag.
Is it fascism?
All right, Debbie LaFerriere, who has two children at the school, says, quote, I think it's unfortunate the kids' lives are micromanaged. Sounds pretty fascist. Here we have a governmental authority limiting the freedom of children to be children. But we don't yet have the whole story. There was also Celeste Delia, also a parent, who was quoted as saying that without tag, her son feels safer. Her son feels safer.
Is it fascism?
Okay. Her son feels safer. Not fascism.
Or not.
Of course not. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.